Welcome to the weekly edition of Beyond the Title, where we get to know the person behind the strategy, the story, and yes, the brand. Joining us every week are senior professionals across the globe. So amazing that we just have to know who they are.
Hello, welcome to Beyond the Title. And we're back this week, joining you live from Hong Kong. Thank you for tuning in to Insider's channel, where we really deep dive beyond the title. Getting up close and personal with our speakers, who will be our honorary guests at our Reshape Summit happening June the 11th. Today, we're accompanied by Mariana. Hello there, Mariana.
Hi.
The leading innovations of ecosystems at DBS Bank. Would you like to tell a bit about yourself to us and introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name is Mariana Duin, and I'm an innovation and ecosystem executive of DBS. But I also bring quite a lot of other things with me, like investment banking, tech entrepreneur, and philanthropist, which allows me to do this job at DBS. And I'm very happy to be here today.
And we're very pleased to have you with us today. And now we'd love to deep dive and firstly ask you a rather interesting one. What's your ikigai? And for those who don't know, it's actually a Japanese word for reason of being.
So my ikigai is to contribute to the world and also bring happiness and purpose to my children. One way I could contribute to the world is, or a unique way to contribute is through creativity, which in the end fosters innovation. And hence my role at DBS for ecosystem and innovation works perfectly for me.
Absolutely. So you know that saying, when nothing changes, if nothing changes? Well, I'd say if nothing changes, I guess we stay the same. We don't grow, we don't evolve, we don't get better. So for sure, like you said, innovation is key. And you are most definitely contributing right now with us. So thank you for being here today. Awesome. So I also want to ask, for sure, so what's your movie character and what best presents you of it and why?
So I relate to Katniss Everdeen. So she's the main protagonist of the Hunger Games trilogy, which I hope a lot of people have seen it in the past. And so Katniss, she has a strong personality. She's very courageous. She's fearless. And she's definitely determined to do the right thing. But on the other hand, she's also very warm and kind-hearted and caring. And I definitely relate to that kind of two opposites merging together. And I secretly would love to have her archery skills.
That's crazy. I've never done archery. I don't even know if you can do it in Hong Kong. But thank you. What a perfect and great character reference. I think if I remember the movie correctly, she represents the idea that to never give up as well, because she's been challenged in so many ways and tested in so many ways. So awesome. Also, what app could you not live without since we've been working from home?
So I would say it's before working from home, during working from home, and it'll be post working from home. So it's WeChat and WhatsApp. So I think that any communication tools nowadays is absolutely vital. It allows me to communicate with my team, with my family, with my friends. And actually, we have so many new communication tools right now, be it WebEx or Zoom or Teams. And again, they're absolutely vital tools for now for the situation, but also for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, absolutely. This also reminds us how important communication is in ways that we don't even realize before, and that we're relying on it, you know, even now more than ever. And, you know, even right now we're Zooming together and we're able to connect with everyone around the world. Yeah, so it's definitely agreed with that 100%. So another one is, what advice would you actually give to your 21-year-old self if you had to go back in time?
Two pieces of advice. Number one, define your own measures of success. Meaning, don't let other people's fears interfere with your dreams and aspirations. And I think that is so important for any kind of young, aspiring professional, be it male or female. Number two, which I actually actually stolen from a movie, and I absolutely loved ever since, is everything will be okay in the end. And if it's not okay, it's not the end. And it was famously quoted by John Lennon, and it's brilliant, I think.
Absolutely, I love that quote. So it's essentially like saying, you know, like trust in yourself, don't be afraid to explore, learn and try, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice. Okay, so what is the harshest feedback you've ever received?
I don't recall one feedback to be harsher than the other. And I actually feel like, you know, the harshness of feedback is a little bit irrelevant. It's actually what you do with the feedback, which is very important. And I personally take feedback very seriously. So I internalize it, I digest it, and then I work on it and see, you know, what are the strategies that I can use to improve. I'm also at the same time my own worst critic, which is something I'll definitely not recommend to anyone.
I love that answer. I would definitely agree with you in some respects, because it's important to be able to reflect on your own actions and your own decisions. So, and especially in life along the way, I'm sure we're all challenged in that sense. So thank you for that. Yeah. What is the biggest leadership challenge that you have faced during this current crisis?
That's a very, very good and very, very timely question, because a lot of leaders are facing various challenges, you know, being tech ready to deploy working from home, you know, being tech ready to actually support the massive increase in e-commerce demand or, you know, deliveries and whatnot. I'd say for me personally, is to balance between managing my team well-being versus making sure that we all focus on achieving our goals. So this balance is very, very, you know, fragile at this point in time. And we've all proven, and, you know, the silver lining is we've all proven we are very effective at working from home, but we're still humans at the end of the day. So we all create this personal touch, personal interaction. We're very fortunate in Hong Kong that we're actually able to now to resume face-to-face meetings, which makes all the difference for our ecosystem partnerships. It's a huge difference to, you know, have that physical, personal interaction, although technology has worked brilliantly, but at some point you need to go back into that human aspect. Besides the kind of the COVID-19 situation working from home, one book that I recently read is The Infinite Game, which speaks about leadership and some of the leadership challenges that new leaders have faced and are facing, and how the world is evolving in terms of leadership. I highly recommend reading that book. It's by Simon Sinek, which is, you know, a thought leader within leadership space. So yeah, it's a great book.
Nice. Thank you for that book recommendation. And I must agree with you there. I'm feeling very fortunate right now with where we are, and looking forward to what, you know, the future and what it will hold. And we're here to support each other. Absolutely. So what are your predictions for the new norm and the digital world 2.0?
Again, a very good question, very, very timely. So I'd say not necessarily prediction, but the things that I can see that are shifting and changing and which are becoming, as you say, the new norm. So one of them is, you know, the tech companies are basically the economy drivers. So in the past 3 to 4 months, we have seen a 5-year acceleration. So decades-old habits have become digital overnight. And that is not going to change. If anything, that is going to accelerate and progress further. With that, actually, you know, people are much more open to digital banking and fintech, which is the space that I operate in, which is great news for DBS and myself. And so now we're able to have these conversations with other banks and other players in the space, which are much more open-minded. So to give you an example, you know, before, banks are looking at fintech with curiosity, but now they're looking at fintechs with solid interest. So that's kind of number one. Another change is innovate and die. And that is absolutely happening now. We've been talking about it for years now. However, it's truly every single company at any size are embracing that. They are innovating day in, day out, and which means that on-spot innovation becomes part of their DNA, which is, you know, very refreshing and very good to see. And number three, I would say, you know, tech plus innovation brings us to ecosystem partnership. And again, this is a space that we've looked at quite closely and working in on quite significantly, and allows us, DBS, to make, you know, to play a key role in the in the region and also in the space. And we're having great conversations with large corporates, with techs and fintechs, of how to build those ecosystem partnership. So it's definitely a space to watch out and learn more about.
I can't agree more. And it's proof, you know, we must come together and support each other. And I also recently read an interesting, cool quote that I really like. I thought I'd share today. I think by John Chambers from Cisco Systems. And he says, if you don't innovate fast, disrupt your industry, disrupt yourself, you'll be left behind. And it's I feel like it totally relates to everything that you've just said too. So thank you for that. What do you think will change permanently in your industry then? And what changes are here to stay?
So what we're seeing within kind of the fintech space and the banking space is that the large, the fintech giants, we call them, are all entering the banking industry, right? So Alibaba, Facebook, Tencent, you name it, they all have, you know, put their feet into the banking space. And vice versa, all the banks are trying out to enter the tech space. And that is a change that has been happening and it's definitely, you know, here to stay. Again, just not to repeat to myself, but we are very well positioned to embrace that. I think every single bank in the space should embrace that. And collaborate with the techs because they, you know, at the initial stage, they're just trying with, you know, no-brainer products, with simple payment systems. But with time, because they do have the data, they do have a sophistication of the tech, they'll be able to do things which are like beyond what we're doing right now, which is great. Techs entering the banking and the banks entering the tech.
Yeah, very exciting space indeed. And now I want to move on to some fields of expectation and desire. So what are your hopes for the future then?
So I'm actually I'm an optimist. So I see quite a lot of exciting things happening for the next generation, like being flying cars or Mars colonization, you know, it is going to happen. It's there. It's now already happening, actually. It's just, you know, how do we commercialize it and bring it to scale? But personally, on a personal level, with my involvement for Save the Children, I have traveled to so many refugee camps and shanty towns, and I have seen too many children who, you know, are deprived of the basic rights like, you know, a decent education, shelter, and love. And I do hope that with time, we'll be able to provide this basic right to every single child. And I also believe that we have the responsibilities to do so. So that is my hope for the future.
That's very touching. And Mariana, you are a woman of many hats. And you're not only an innovative leader, but you've supported NGOs in the past. So I'm personally very much admire your drive and your past experience and your knowledge. So thank you for that. Here's an out of the ordinary question. What one weird fact about you, actually?
Okay, I'm not sure if it's weird. Maybe it's more like unique. So I was born and raised in Moldova, and I'll be very curious to see how many people are able to point on a map. You let me know later.
Anyone got a map? Yeah, and you know what? That is actually not weird. I think that's really cool. I think it's a very unique identity. And I guess it makes for a great conversation style, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Test a bit of IQ. Yeah. Awesome. And I have one last question for you, actually. So what's your motto in life then?
So my motto in life is learn from yesterday, but leave today.
Nice, short and sweet. I like it.
Yes.
Well, hey, what a way to end today's live feed. Thank you, Mariana, so much for allowing us to share beyond just your title, because this enables us to inspire others listening in. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening in at Beyond the Title. We can't wait to have you, Mariana, at our Reshape Virtual Summit on June the 11th. So thank you for letting us deep dive into your life today.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you.
And look forward to it. Anytime. And thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm Kirsty from Beyond the Title, and see you soon.